sexual union and the spiritual path. A practitioner who has firm compassion and wisdom can make use of sexual intercourse in the spiritual path as a technique for strongly focusing consciousness and manifesting the fundamental innate mind of clear light. Its purpose is to actualize and prolong the deeper levels of mind in order to put their power to use in strengthening the realization of emptiness. Mere intercourse has nothing to do with spiritual cultivation, but when a person has achieved a high level of practice in motivation and wisdom, even the joining of the two sex organs, or so-called intercourse, does not detract from the maintenance of pure behavior. How does sexual intercourse help in the path? Since the potential of grosser levels of mind is very limited, but the deeper, more subtle levels are much more powerful. Developed practitioners need to access these subtler levels of mind. To do so, grosser consciousness needs to be weakened and temporarily stopped. And to accomplish this, it is necessary to bring about dramatic changes in the flow of inner energies. Even though brief versions of the deeper levels of mind occur during sneezing and yawning, they obviously cannot be prolonged. Also, previous experience with manifesting the deeper levels is required to make use of their occurrence in deep sleep. This is where sex is utilized. Through special techniques of concentration during orgasm, competent practitioners can prolong very deep, subtle, and powerful states and put them to use to realize emptiness. However, if you engage in sexual intercourse within an ordinary mental context, there is no benefit. The father of the late Sergon Rinpoche was both a great scholar and an accomplished practitioner. He was from Ganden Monastery, a good distance to the southeast of Lhasa. But his main lama, Chin Ngawan Norbu, was in Drebung Monastery, west of Lhasa. So Sergon Rinpoche's father used to stay in Lhasa and every day, early in the morning, made the long trek to Drebung, where he would fetch water for his lama, sweep his place, occasionally receive teachings during the day, and then return to Lhasa.